Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Happy New Year. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast this year or your first time tuning in ever, thank you so much for listening to the Early Accountability Podcast. At the Early Accountability Podcast, we have a goal of helping people get organized and execute goals in the early stages of a new endeavor and really finding ways that we can sustain their results. We have guests on this show often that come and share their personal and professional expertise for a variety of things that they have went through, overcome, goals that they've hit, hardships that they've overcome. So that's just a little bit about what we do here on the show. Since we are just really fresh into the new year still, I wanted to talk about the number one thing I think that will stop you from reaching your goals in 2021. And the biggest thing, the thing I think that will stop us the most is our mind. Our mind, our thoughts that we have, our thoughts are so, so powerful. We are able to attract good or bad to ourselves a lot of times just by what we think. Just by what we feed into our mind, just by the thoughts that we focus on or put emphasis on. So I believe the mind will stop you from reaching your goals in 2021, but it can also help you reach your goals in 2021. A lot of times we let these things just go and fester. And so there are a couple of thoughts I think that people, myself included, constantly sometimes play in our mind, constantly kind of dwell on a little bit, that kind of stop us from even starting, doing, or continuing to do things that are new or uncomfortable for us. One of the big ones, I think, is worrying too much about other people. So worrying too much about what other people think, what other people say, how you might look when you're doing something. I think that is a huge, huge, huge factor, and it causes a lot of self-doubt. So sometimes you have to find ways that you can shelter yourself from the thoughts of others or take things with a grain of salt, especially when you're trying to start and do something new, ways that you can kind of funnel out the noise, and that will look different for different people in different circumstances. Another thing I think, especially specific right now to 2021, a thought or a mindset type thing that will stop us from doing what we need to do will be just thinking that the pandemic or COVID-19 or everything that's going on with coronavirus is going to stop you from reaching your goals or stop you from being great or stop you from doing some of the things you wanted to do. There might be some things that we're not able to do right now. There might be some things that look different. But if you keep dwelling and keep on the mindset that I'm not able to do this because of COVID, I'm not able to do ABC XYZ because of coronavirus or because of the pandemic or because of social distancing, that's what will happen. You will attract that. What we have to do is keep cognitive flexibility, which is going to be our ability to adapt and move and pivot when we start to deal with unexpected circumstances or shifts. So think, when you feel yourself creeping up with those thoughts, well, because of the pandemic, well, because of that, think about how this could be a benefit. Think about what other things you can do or how your goals might look different just because of the pandemic or just because of coronavirus. It doesn't mean that everything has to stop. We just really need to think about how we can shift instead. So definitely looking at the brighter side. I know there's a lot of things that have changed for me, like with my job and my day-to-day work that I do that are not that great, but there have been actually some benefits and perks of it for me. So being able to do some things virtually has really been a benefit for me. And so that's one thing I was just thinking about, like, oh, you know, I wasn't able to do a lot of this stuff before, even though this was what I would have really liked to do. Because of COVID, because of the pandemic, there may be actually opportunities and things that have opened up for you just because of it. So when you feel those thoughts of, I can't do this because of the pandemic, this would never be possible or feasible, look and just think in your mind, actually, yes, I can. It might look different. It might take a little longer, I might have to do it in a different way. But given whatever it was, there probably are ways that you can shift and still achieve your goals for yourself. So biggest one is just thinking that the pandemic is not going to allow you to excel. So really try to sustain cognitive flexibility. That's really, really huge. Another way that I think we'll let our mind stop us from reaching our goals in 2021 is focusing too much on perfectionism. And I know I do this a lot. Just really thinking that things aren't good enough, they're not quite perfect, and I really don't want to put them out there yet. This is just a mentality that stops us from going. And it really is also a very big procrastination tactic. So we really have to kind of get and do what we can to say, okay, this is good. I can go and let this go and I can evolve as I go. Or this is just really, really, really bad quality. So we really have to kind of put some checks and balances in place for ourselves so that we don't let just super perfectionism and the thoughts that thinking every single thing that we do or put out or work on has to be absolutely perfect at that moment. So perfectionism, like I said, is a very, very big one because it leads to so much procrastination. So hopefully you can think about these thoughts as you're continuing to start your new year, thinking about your goals, refining your goals, thinking about what you want to do or manifest in 2021. And as always, thank you for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.